He had it up over the curb and climbed up a steep bank, went 70 miles an hour and slammed on the brakes, stopped in half a block. I wanted one when he got done. A day later, I changed my mind.
Yeah.
Before you planted wheat, what'd you do? If you took a virgin area, did you have to cut out brush?
Well, no, I didn't cut no brush in this country because there's plenty of grass and open land that to plow up. They used, early days, of course, they used oxen to plow this land with a sod plow.
And you didn't have to clear it, huh?
No, no. Oh, once in a while, along next to the creek, maybe there'd be an area in there, 500 or 600 feet long, maybe that wide, you see, that they clear out sometime in the wintertime.
Uh-huh.
Clear the stumps out and plow up them again, plow up that mix.
Did you ever make two crops of hay in a year?
There's been alfalfa hay sometimes to get three.
Boy, what do you call a second one?
Second cutting.
And before we had combines, did you ever in the field gather up your wheat and,
Oh, yeah, I remember what they gathered that up in. That was that, what the heck was they called that thing? Can't think of it.
Takes you back, doesn't it?
Yeah, I can't think of it now. I don't know what it is, but I can't think of that doggone thing. Yeah, that's right. Oh, what was that doggone word to see?
Sheath? Shock? Bundle?
Oh, well, they cut it and put it in bundles, but I'm talking before that. They had seeds and then they chalk it and then bring the separate, bring the trash can in and trash it, but I'm talking before they ever had a binder.
Flail?
Yeah. No, they didn't flail it out.
That's too far back, huh?
Yeah. It was, I can't think of the name of it now.
Well, what'd you call a bundle that you put into corn? To put corn into?
Chalk.
Uh-huh. Same for wheat?
Huh? Same thing with wheat.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Chalk corn, same with chalk.
Do you have any little bundles that you put in for one of these big ones for wheat?
Have any what?
Was this just one big bundle of wheat, or was it all
little? No, they're all bundles. It's all bundles. That's it, bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And they chalk these bundles up into chalks, you know, and then they didn't stack it and wait till way late that fall to thrash it. Well, usually they use a bundle wagon and haul it to the machine, you see, and they had to have pitchers out in the field to pitch the bundles on the wagon and take it to the machine.
And how'd you say oats were harvested?
Same way as wheat.
Uh-huh. And then thrash them?
Oh yes, they thrash oats at times of the week. That's a fed in the bundle. Sometimes if they thrash them and sell them on the market, they've got to thrash them, you see, usually. But they just use them in the sheath. Now they call them sheaths, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And sheath oats, they'd probably just feed that in the bundle.
Mm-hmm. If you knew you could walk only 8 miles and somebody said, come on, let's walk 10, you'd probably say, no, I can't. 8 miles is the what I can walk.
And 8 miles would be enough.
Yeah. You're right.